As Hurricane Milton moves across Florida, more than 2 million homes are without power. Several people are reported to have died. There have also been reports of wind speeds of up to 200 kilometres, flash floods, a seawater storm surge, and areas where it's too dangerous for emergency services to answer calls. It's the fifth storm to hit the United States this year, the third in Florida. Evacuations were in place across parts of Florida over the last few days. While some of these people decided to heed these warnings, others chose to brave the elements.
You know, I'm absolutely not going to risk my life, but, you know, it's to a certain degree, it's awesome to see Mother Nature in this kind of, you know, with this kind of force.
I've had a lot of anxiety over the night about it, because it is my first hurricane, but I just wanted to see the water and, you know, get the whole Florida experience. I traveled to see him right after Helene, so we weren't expecting this.
Saturday, Sunday, I asked my wife to just get a flight to Kentucky with the kids and, you know, and I stayed with dogs in one of our properties more north, but she said if she didn't stay with me, I have to go with her, so.
That night we said, we may want to leave, let's go to Walmart and get some water. So we go in and they had like 8 pallets of water, but only one left. We got 2 cases and then they were just out. We're like, okay, this is going to be a big deal. And we kind of decided to leave at that point.
Devon Satoot, reporter with the Miami Herald. Good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're monitoring developments with Hurricane Milton. What is the latest?
Well, right now, Milton has begun its ramp down process, really. We still are seeing some very catastrophic winds, rains of that nature, but the storm itself has whittled down to a pretty strong Category 1. It's already pushed through most of Florida. Forecasters already are saying that it should go back out into the Atlantic by sunrise. And exit the state. But even by sunrise, a lot of Floridians will still be experiencing, you know, flash flooding, very heavy rains, very heavy winds that will all be life-threatening in the hours to come.
And I think you named it really well in your own Twitter feed on X when you said a whole lot of tragedy is underway. What is known at this stage about what it's leaving in its wake?
Right now, nothing is definitive until first responders can really get in there and see the damage firsthand. But we do know for now that some of the effects that Milton brought, like dozens of tornadoes earlier today, has already left some fatalities, lots of injuries. We know from past hurricanes that with these large storm surges, fatalities usually tend to happen. And given that this is going to be one of the most historic hurricanes on record, we're definitely in to see some of that. You know, Orlando, the central area of Florida, isn't one that tends to see hurricanes of this strength move through it. So we could also be seeing some just unexpected damage from people that don't expect to see winds of this strength hit their neighborhoods.
And Devon, despite the warnings, you know, with the president, the mayor of Tampa saying, you know, things as straightforward as you need to evacuate or you will die. Despite all of that, are we still seeing recklessness?
I think so. I think that tends to be something that happens in Florida and in some other Gulf Coast states around the Gulf of Mexico. Some people, for one reason or another, just don't listen to warnings. It can be something as that they don't have any money to move, they don't have any money to get gas to go somewhere else, or they truly believe that their homes will survive hurricanes of this strength. And I think that's just a lot of misconception. I think people, no matter your age, that live in Florida don't tend to experience hurricanes that are this deadly. We have a lot of hurricanes, but not a lot that bring this much storm surge where it's just unsurvivable in many cities along the coast. People can't really comprehend what those words mean sometimes, because it's pretty strong to know that something can truly, truly be unsurvivable. You don't experience that every day.
And of course, people are being asked to abandon their homes, and their homes may not be there for them when they go back. I mean, it is still the middle of the night where you are, but where are the evacuees? Where are they sheltering?
So a lot of evacuees that were on the coast itself have moved north into our panhandle area, shelters that way. Some people have just completely left the state. We've also had some people go south to shelters in South Florida near Miami. Really just anything that's not in the path of Central Florida. Even though forecasters had said the storm would weaken down from a Category 3 to a Category 1 within hours, that's still a lot of damage that could occur.
Just finally, Devon, talk to me a little bit about the politicization of this storm, because you've had President Biden accusing Donald Trump of undermining confidence in the rescue and recovery, not just of Milton, which is currently in play, but also in Storm Helene.
Yeah, I think natural disasters of this nature allow for politicians to kind of get on soapboxes when it comes to the saving of lives here. I know Governor DeSantis had earlier today put a very strong statement out that Florida will command everything. Everything will go through the governor and through the brass here, that FEMA will not take control. But at the end of the day, I think no matter the political grandstanding, we tend to see that politicians come together to kind of just fix, help, get people out. Mm-hmm. So we're all just hoping that that is just words that people say before the storm hits and not something that persists after, that everyone will, you know, calm down and see that there's lives to save here.
All right. Well, Devon, we hope the worst has passed you by there. That's Devon Satoosh, reporter with the Miami Herald.